Kwazi wai kwazi wai kwazi kwai murie Zimbabwe ndino mkamchira mchirongo chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami o Mike Hove. Welcome, welcome, welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 Voice of America on Tuesday the 3rd of December 2019. Mthokozo muhle Zimbabwe muhle. I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Muriam Zimbabwe, ndino mkamchira mchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami o Mike Hove. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Muriam Zimbabwe, mthokozo muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Namhlanje uhlelo, tonight on The Connection, we focus on HIV/AIDS. HIV/AIDS. Now, on the 1st of December 2019, Zimbabwe joined the rest of the world in commemorating World AIDS Day. Now, this is a day set aside by the United Nations that's being acknowledged by countries all over the world that targets towards raising awareness of the illnesses related to HIV/AIDS, that targets towards celebrating those living with the condition, and of course, targets towards commemorating those that have passed on due to the condition itself. But that doesn't just end there, Zimbabwe. The whole month of December has been set aside as World AIDS Awareness Month. Now, for those that don't know, AIDS is a very serious thing in Zimbabwe. According to the United Nations and organizations such as AVERT, in 2018, 1.3 million Zimbabweans were living with HIV/AIDS. This is just izolo bafethu. Last year 2018 abantu abayi 1.3 million babe pila bangachirarama ne hutachwana HIV/AIDS. Now Zimbabwe is one of the highest HIV prevalences in sub-Saharan Africa, standing at 12.7%. Now this might be a big issue for some people, and some people might be hearing these numbers and finding it very alarming. However, there is some positivity to it. In 2018, the amount of new infections dropped from 79,000 in 2010 down to 38,000 in 2018. Ngiyaphinda njalo, in 2018, the number of abantu who caught HIV and AIDS were at 79,000, and in 2018 they dropped down to 38,000. Now, for the number of deaths that are related to AIDS, they continue to fall. Once again, in 2013 they were standing at 61,000. In 2018 they dropped to 22,000. That's okay, Rajikari. Muna 2013, pangapane vanhu 61,000 vakaurawa ne HIV and AIDS. Asi, gore rapfuura muna 2018, pangapane vanhu 22,000 vakafa ne nyaya AIDS. Saka, nyaya iri kuendera mberi, and it's still, however, the numbers of the amount of people that are dying due to it have dropped, which is some positivity to it. But we still have a very, very long way to go when we're talking about dealing with HIV and AIDS. Traditional reasons as to why HIV and AIDS is so prevalent and is such a big thing in Zimbabwe are still ongoing, and they still have not been dealt with. One of them is something that we've spoken about time and time and time and time again here on The Connection, nyaya yokushayekwa kwemabasa, unemployment in the country. Now, professionals have stated unemployment as one of the reasons as to why HIV and AIDS is so prevalent amongst the nation's youth. Now, they've spoken about issues such as vuzu parties. Abantu abangalazi oluthile about ama vuzu parties. These are these parties whereby abantu abasakhulayo bayanqosana and bayadakwa bethatha izidakamizwa, and next thing they're having sex and unprotected sex and so forth and so forth. Now, this is one of the things that professionals have said as a result of unemployment in Lizwen. Now, as mentioned earlier on, nyaya unemployment seems to be touching HIV and AIDS. Now, youth have also turned to things such as sex work as a means towards making money. Now, as As positive as that is, because in some form, some youths are making money, some are on record as stating that the economic situation has become so dire in the nation that they're willing to take more money when offered more money for unprotected sex. Let's take a look at a snippet of a mini documentary that was composed by Digital Spaces Lab, which was a project handled by Yamikani Hapaguti na Tinashe Maka, whereby they conducted interviews with some sex workers. Let's take a look. Murukudzwa kubva kune vechidiki vanoita basa rekutengesa their bodies mumigwagwa uko kuZimbabwe. Mumwe wavo ari kutoti aiwa, pandonzi shabata pakamari ochi ndisiyewo nongopinda yakadero, navo vanongobvuma nokuti chii, hanzi mamiriro akaita upfumi anetsa zvikurusa. Ava ndapasakulayo ngempela are now accepting imali etsile, imali ethe xaxa, imali enengi for unprotected sex ngenxa yokuthi bona bathi isimo somnotho senze ukuthi bona babone ngani kulula, or it's better for them ukuthi bathole imali enengi instead of going hungry. Kodwa that is one of the reasons that is pushing nyaya iyi ye HIV and AIDS munyika. So tudzewo maonderenyu sitsheleni umbono wenu ngodaba lukhona egudwini. Abantu abasakhulayo, are they taking the right precautionary measures to ensure ukuthi bangabanjwi HIV and AIDS? Vechidiki, muri kutora matano ese here to ensure kuti hamubati chirwere cheHIV AIDS. Ngenani kuhlelo. If you're looking to join us tonight's program, you can text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318, or you can call me live on air on +12026192077. We're also broadcasting live on a 909 medium wave frequency 4930 pa 13860 uyezve pa 15460 kilohertz pa short wave pa radio apa and pa internet pa dandemtande ubulembu bokuxhumana ubulembu bokuzilibazisa i-internet. We're broadcasting live on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, and of course sikhona njalo ku www.voashona.com. saka muri eZimbabwe makateerera chirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection lami uMike Hove. Nyaya tinayo nhasi muchirongwa HIV and AIDS. Pindai muchirongwa mundudzo wemaonderenyu.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Once again, Zimbabwe muhle makatirira chirongwa The Connection muineni Mike Hove. Nasi muchirongwa tirikubata nyaya ye HIV and AIDS. I've given you the numbers. Now let's hear what my guests have to say. Joining me live ecingweni uwele he's in Bulawayo going to Tuzethunga umnumzana Sibusiso Pepe. Sibuse so ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bhuti wami unjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila unjani?
I'm perfect bhuti wami. Nantu daba lokho legudwini. Today we're talking about HIV and AIDS. Is this something that has engathi singathi isihluphile abantu abasakhula kwele Zimbabwe na?
Isibaqedile infection. Not necessarily kuba hlupa kuphela, but a lot is going on, and most of it is because of the risk fears that are perpetuated by the environment that we are living in as young people in Zimbabwe.
Could you elaborate on that? What do you mean by the environment? What is the environment doing that's now leading to the high numbers of HIV and AIDS? Well, I was reading one of the numbers and I was saying, Uwuti, just last year there were 1.3 million people were recorded. Uwuti, Bona, they were living with HIV and AIDS. So what exactly about the environment is leading to these high numbers? Let me ask my producer to call you back and then we'll try to get you back.
It's also now affecting young boys, because we now have what we call ama cougars. Young boys are now dating older women. Okay, so, and because of limited access to information in some services, you find that you then go into risk behavior. Some of it is also a mixture of bad policies when it comes to the health of young people. We've got policies that are not supportive of young people accessing AMA health services. In particular, if you look at the age of consent, you find that the age of consent is double for sex. It's 60. Which means that for a young person who is involved in sex work at the age of 16, it's now very difficult for them to access services in public health centers. Whereas we've got civil rights organizations that are offering these services free, it becomes very difficult if you go to a clinic which is closer to you. Also, the clinic is going to require some form of user fee. Most young people cannot afford this. They're not employed. So all these dynamics, they leave us at risk. They leave us vulnerable as young people.
Now, Sibusiso, we are going to put.
Yes,
okay. Now, early on, I played a video of a young gentleman who had an interview with ladies from the Digital Spaces Lab. And Bona, this young gentleman, he's a sex worker. And he was talking about how the current state of the economy itself has pushed him, yena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, to get to a stage and point whereby, as a sex worker, he's willing to take more money to have unprotected sex. How many young people are going into this? I've heard this story time and time again of abantu abasakhulayo getting into sex work, especially some as young as 12, 13.
It's very difficult to quantify them. Why? Because like I highlighted earlier on, in terms of policies, even the government don't accept that. That's something that's going on. With an organization sometime last year, that exposed the phenomena in a town in Harare, and they raised it to expose it. So it's very difficult to answer, but in the fact that's going on now, we're also going to capture some of these data. Of course, there's also the change program that was funded by the U.S. government. It's been some of the figures, but then it's not effective of the whole country, because it's only in certain districts. You find some of these issues happening. But then when it comes to young men in particular, we've got the issue of the LGBT community in the country. Because the for a time in Zimbabwe, again, it's very difficult for them to access some of these services in public health centers, which together to them and to access. Again, issues of stigma and discrimination from the health workers and issues of attitude and values, again, affect how the LGBTI and also young people when they got the opportunity to seek some of these services. For instance, if some 3-year-old is generally 15, 16 years, and if they're 16, they're exploring their opportunity to access some of these services. But when they go to clinics, you find that you're asked questions such as, why are you using sex? But that is not the reason why I'm there for the need of service. Mm-hmm. But some of these attitudes then affect the attitude of the health behaviors of young people. Again, it leaves them vulnerable to. It has words, sometimes very HIV recently is treated, but because of the attitude, you need to let it layer until it develops and gets complicated. One is so pregnant, again, the laws of the country don't allow for certain legal abortion, and they end up going to take that state to try and ask that service. Again, we lose life and
Now, Usbusiso Utintuludaba about the healthcare system in the country. I think it's very evident right now. A lot of people have touched on the healthcare system right now. Not everything is very rosy when we're discussing the Zimbabwean healthcare system. A lot of doctors are not at work. They're not receiving their medication on time and so forth. How is the current state of the Zimbabwean healthcare system affecting abantu abasakhulayo abaphila ne HIV and AIDS?
It's bad because initially the HIV and AIDS system in terms of access to art was decentralized to local clinics. And relying on the healthcare workers within the local clinics and the local hospitals. But now, because doctors are on strike, the attitude and even the motivation of the healthcare staff is very low. It's now affecting us. But then, because you've got CSOs, they are able to bridge the gap here and there, but then this, again, is not sustainable. Because funding comes and goes. It's like there is no funding. Every clinic is not supported by maybe some organization. You find that there's that risk of young people getting there and not accessing their services. A few months back, we also had cases of stockouts of the drugs as well. Again, the issue would be if we have a home minister, we have a contract with the head of department, how do we get to stockouts?
Hi, what's going on? Mumlo mosthono utivano. Arukuti chipo pama Facebook page. Edu matatu. Thank you so much, Busiso Bambangane. We'll come back to you in a bit. I get.
All right.
Gukasile tu ele Facebook gu VOA Shona. Pana top fan wedu mbasi musariri arukuti tashika. I want to know kamchira mchirongwa maasi. Thank you so much. Nukupinda mchirongwa. Tari arukuti tapinda pachirongwa tripo trikuno kuna Namibia Walvis Bay. Yai prata Afrikaans tari. Yai prata Afrikaans. Ndakutaura chiri rurimi rwe kuNamibia. Tadiwa aruti tiritese VOA Shona kuri seiko. Tadiwa zviri kufamba here? Happy man aruti pfepa chirongwa watching you from Britain kuPilitani uko. Egias Muvinda aruti watching you from Kapa ku Cape Town. Tandega upinde waza wati oh god. Mbona ngani she was watching a video, the one that we played earlier on. Umwe vechidiki anoita basa rokutengesa his body nechirungu anomutima sex workers nayo anga achiconfess achiti aiwa ndikanzi opane mari iripo eti I'm willing to do it for more money. Hanzi na Masi watching you from Wedza kuri seiko kuwedza Masi Simbarasha Vaisa number Hanzi please call me. Aiwa mkoma Simba tichakufonerai. Vusi Mpofu Tumelang Studio 7 watching you from Maung Botswana. Tumelang tate Vusi ukaintate nake sharp. Arubona uti what are other people saying pama page edu mamuo ku VOA Studio 7. Hanzi na Dixon Moyo watching you from Polokwane ku Vaisa number. Aiwa mkoma Dixon tichakupinza mchirongwa Stuart Mapisa Vati. Hi Big Mike watching you from Johannesburg, South Africa. How's Johannesburg? Connie Aruti watching you from Manchester kuri seiko ku Manchester utube uti okunye nezinto zama social media izo ezenze ukuthi intsha ithole isibanjwe isifo lesi hanzi nyaya ye social media zviri kuitika pa social media apa vanhu vachipfurirana hanzi ndizvo zviri kuita kuti vanhu vechidiki vabate chirwere ichi che HIV and AIDS. Hard Life ari kuti watching you from Cape Town South Africa kuri seiko ku South Africa mkoma Hard Life. Eddie ari kuti watching you from my house in my house. I'm glad I'm in your house. Thank you for the invite, Eddie. Stuart Mapisa and the pre responsible grow up. I wa koma Prince Baisa number yake ari ku Mozambique hanzi ndifonere wokuti ndipinde muchirongwa. I wa pane vanhu vazhinji zvechokwadi vari kuona chirongwa ichi. But I have my second guest joining me, Primrose. Asizvone kuti yena what does she have to say. Primrose, welcome to the program, sis. How you doing?
Hello?
Sisi, zviri kufamba?
Zviri sei.
Mushe, ndimika mapinda muchirongwa.
Maita basa nekutikoka.
Nyaya iyi pachirongwa apa pari zvino parunare tina sibusiso bhebhe uyo muwo wechidiki ari kuvulawayo hanzi nyaya iyi yeHIV and AIDS yashungurudza vechidiki hanzi iri kuvapedza. Ngatinzwei maonero enyu, ndimi mamutori nevechidiki marimwe zuro muchibata nyaya yeHIV and AIDS. Tiudzeiwo maonero enyu. Primrose.
Hello.
Hey, are you on the line? Did you hear what I said?
Can you repeat the question?
Okay. Ndanchiti parunare tina sibusiso bhebhe. We are sibusiso bhebhe on the line. A young gentleman from Bulawayo. He's the director of Dot Youth. Now, when I was speaking to sibusiso about nyaya ye HIV and AIDS, iye ari kuti nemaonero ake ka HIV and AIDS iri kupedza vechidiki. It's finishing the Zimbabwean youth for several different reasons, of course. And I was telling our listeners that you were with the youth just a couple of days ago, whereby you guys were discussing the issue of HIV and AIDS. Now, I want to hear your thoughts on sibusiso's take on the issue itself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excitingly, on Sunday, we joined the rest of the nation in Masvingo, where we were commemorating World AIDS Day. And I think one of the key messages we were sharing there is the need. Yego include vanasibiki in terms of all the responses that are done at all levels, I think from community level, maybe we can even start at the individual level, at community level, at the national level, because surely, like you said, I think when we look at the current status of things, even globally, 30% of all new HIV infections are said to occur among young people in the age group of 15 to 25 years. So this is something that we cannot ignore, mm-hmm. because young people are the majority. And if they are the ones who are heavily being affected by HIV and AIDS, surely they should be part of the solution in terms of, you know, identifying, you know, ways to actually end AIDS, mm-hmm. with the rest of the country.
Now, let's talk a little about the numbers. Early on, I was telling our listeners when I was introducing the program that there's some positivity. As much as in 2018, there was a recorded 1.3 million that were living with HIV in Zimbabwe. There was also a recorded drop in the amount of infections from between 2010 and 2018. I was informing our listeners, telling them that in 2010, there were 79,000 people who were infected with HIV. And then in 2018, it went down to 38,000. What does this say about the way that the youth are receiving information patotaura nezvenyaya ye HIV and AIDS?
Well, I think, I don't know if my colleague Susiso wants to take it, but from my perspective, you know, I think one of the biggest gaps we still have is, you know, access to, you know, information for young people. You look at vana vanogara kumaruwa, you know, young people in rural communities, tinunguwa avawane information is mainly because of lack of access to social media, radio, and other forms that ensure that information moves quickly to them. Interestingly, Graceless Development, we did a research with deaf young people in Harare and in Mutare, and one of the things they were saying is that, you know, the situation is even worse for, you know, special groups of young people, like young people with disability. Mm-hmm. Because netume bengula information as you mean in getting up package was in youth friendly ways that ensure that final shika kwavari vanokwanisa kuisisa voidigesta vokwanisa kuishandisa zvakanaka yoshandura upenyu hwavo. So those are some of, you know, the biggest challenges that are causing lack of access to information. I think my colleagues also can jump in to add on access to information.
All right, before we move over to Sibusiso, I hear I have a call on the line regarding what Mtereri Arugutini, and then we'll move over to Sibusiso to hear what he has to say. Kola kola Mtereri, ndiro mugamuchira muchirongwa chedu chechidiki, ari parunare ndiani. Ungano connecting when yebo unjani?
Unjani put?
Niyaphila wena unjani put?
Niyaphila, ngiyajabula ukukhuluma nani bafowethu.
Hayi, hayi siyaphila, sithabile ukuba lawe kuhlelo. Ngibani okhulumayo ocingweni?
Edson.
Buti Edson, nantu dabalo khona eGoodwini. Abantu abasakhulayo bathi hayi, indaba le HIV AIDS ikhanya ngani isihlupha uzulu wonke jikelele emhlabeni jikelele, kodwa eZimbabwe ikhanya ngani isihlupha intsha even more. Awusitshela umbono wakho.
Ya iqiniso sithi ngoba yazi ukuthi inkinga akula mihla ka next, so amadokotela asebenzi yabona inkinga yabona yabo laba bathatha umbuso bathi bona bayakwazi ukubusa but akula into abayenzayo mosi umhlaba kuphela.
Pho kumele siyenzeni ukuze silungisise lolu do?
Alo mntaba,
bengithi kumele siyenzeni njengentsha ukuze silungisise lolu dubo?
Into yazi ukuthi inkinga uyabona, bona laba abathatha umbuso wakhona bazenza ngani bona yiba bangcono njalo kutshontsha bathontsha kabi uyabona. So ukuthi into zilungi uyabona kuyazofunakala ukuthi kube nemibandla especially the most suitable
Party, hi, siyakuzwa bhuti Edison. Danki, danki ngokungena kuhlelo wothi ngithatha omunye umlaleli angithi.
Danki mntaba, ngiyabonga nami mntaba.
Come back next week, angithi bhuti.
Alright, I know. Danki mntaba, it's okay mntaba.
Haiwa, muri eZimbabwe mabva kunzwa kuno mumwe muteereri. But Edson was saying, hi, you know, ubona ngani umbuso okhona, the government that's there right now is not doing everything in their right, or everything in their power towards fixing the issue of HIV and AIDS. He highlighted how the health system currently is not in its greatest shape. And he says that some people are not actually getting the correct access to medication. 201-Maondre, you +12024650318, and your number per WhatsApp, +12023619207. That's the number if you're looking to call us live on air. But let me move over to Usibusiso Sizwukuthi yena utheni ngoba double khona kodwini. Sibusiso usakhona ecingweni? Sibusiso.
I think on looking at the issues of access to information in particular country and people.
To call you back and hopefully the network will be better.
I can't hear you now.
I still can't hear you because the network keeps cutting off. What in Jelu producer? I'll ask my producer to catch you and then he'll call you back in a second. Zimbabwe umuhle liyamuzwa bekulomlaleli okhona ecingweni, yena ukhulumile umbono wakhe uEdson ukwele South Africa ngempela wathi udaba lwe-healthcare, i-healthcare system elizweni ikhanya ngani isihluphi labantu elizweni. That's one of the things that's leading to it to being so problematic. So ngifisa ukuzwa kini umbono wenu okhona egudwini, nanti asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini ngempela. Anzina try more. Try mar kuchema chema hanzi ndiseiwo mu group rescue to your 7 ari kuda kupinzwawo bvaisa namba yake aiwa mukoma tiraimwe tichakuisai mugroup. Simba Rashe bvaisa namba tichakufonera bra Simba Rashe Washington nayo bvaisa namba. Hanzi naSimba Rashe mbofana ndirikubatai zvakanaka ndirikuno ku Mufftown kuSouth Africa. Munyaradzi bvati neniwo ndirikukonai ndirikuZambia. Aiwa zvechokwadi tinotenda zvikuru sa munhu wese ari kutionawo. Na umunyu uyabhala uThembelani uthi siyabonga ngenhlelo zenu siyazibona ngempela. Yena use Vic Falls ayisiyakwamukela kuhlelo Thembelani. Let me go back to my other guest asizweni ukuthi yena uguest uthini ngombono wakhe. Primrose, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now, muri kunzwa vateereri vari kupinda. The first thing he hammered at was the health system. I guess it's unavoidable. On the 1st of December, we had an article where we were speaking to people and some were complaining saying, you know, it was all good for some time. And now the healthcare system itself is making it difficult for some people who are living with HIV and AIDS. Can you speak to that? How true is that? And what does it mean for people living with HIV and AIDS?
Okay. Well, I think just like, that would be a common trend, like in a country that is facing, you know, some form of health challenges, you will realize that it becomes, you know, it becomes common that, you know, access to services starts reducing, mm-hmm. access to medicines starts reducing as well. And then also depending on your economic status, mm-hmm. sometimes affordability weakens because you may not be able to actually afford the medication. So I think if you look at trends, in Africa and trends across the world, when a country is facing such kind of challenges, it's bound to happen that it trickles down to the ordinary people and they start facing those kind of challenges. And you realize that for civil society, sometimes that's when they start stepping in to play their part. Like, for example, at Restless Development, our main mandate is to ensure that we hand over power to young people and to communities. I'm aware that we have a program that we're doing currently called PQ Tackling HIV and AIDS. We do realize that, the situation that we are in currently, you know, forces young people to rise and to play their part in terms of actually being part of the solution. We have had to work with service providers like Population Services Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe National Family Planning Council, to ensure that we go to those very marginalized areas and pockets of the world with mobile outreach services, ensuring that young people feel inspired enough to take up, voluntary, you know, testing services, HIV testing services. They take family planning services as well and access information. So, to respond to your question, you are quite right in saying that, you know, the situation trickles down to the ordinary people. And at the same time, what we are doing is harnessing the potential of young people to be part of the solution and to ensure that in very small ways that they can, they ensure that, you know, young people, particularly marginalized young people with disability, continue to get these services that they need the most.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much, Primrose. Regarding Tangina Toram Terri, Nduguns on them Terri, I hear I have a caller, Ungana Gushello, as is on Umla Liliana Utin. Caller Colam Terri, Ndinum Gamtram Chonga Chedu Cherich Diki, Arpar Naring, Banu Connecting Men.
Hey, how are you?
Mushe, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Arpar Narendian.
Mkoma Washi,
the Washington, we are this.
Yeah, ndimo Washington mutume.
Aha, aiwa mukoma Washington tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa mukoma. Tiudzeiwo maondo renyu pamusoro penyaya yatinayo nhasi muchirongwa.
Yeah. Ndenge yeyi, ndiyo nyonso zvibata zvakanaka.
Nasi tiri kubata nyaya yeHIV and AIDS, especially tichitarisa nyika yakafana neZimbabwe. Zvandoda kuhwisisa ndechekuti vechidiki vari kutora matanho ese here kudzivirira kubata chirwere cheHIV and AIDS.
Munoona maonero andinoita inini ndinoona sekuti vazhinji vacho vari kuedza kuda kuti vakwanise kuzvidzivirira. But the end of the day, I can give it to you. No, you know, you don't know me as a Kanaka. I wanted to know what was in the money to the business. You don't know me as a Kanaka. I don't go to the company with the Yadi Paraminas. You don't know.
Sara Zino Yacho, you can see the same book.
Martin will go far both to Jono. You know what? You want to see other people to go to Kakashata, Zagada. But the end is the thing with Munukana, Alterna, the people of Mark and the Great Association, the people who are with the Asian business.
Now, tichitarisa nyaya kune vamwe vanochema chema vachiti matruck driver ndivo vamwe vanoita nyaya yekuti vanomborarawo nevakadzi vemahusiku vatinoti masex workers. Dzimwe nguva vanobva vati shai ndikawedzera kamari apa ndokuda kupinda uyu yakadaro ndisina protection. Hachisi chimwe here chiri kuita kuti nyaya yeHIV and AIDS iwedzere munyika here?
Ya, ndezvimwe zvacho zvakafanana nezvezvi. Unoona pandebva kwamutare uko. Unoona kuti vana vadiki vadiki vari ngopedza kana kuti grade 7 vanoenda ngawa kudana nevanhu vakuru vaakuona mari vaakuita mari yakawanda. Saka inini sekuti ndiri munhu mukuru nova ndine mari ndinokuri kuti handikakupa kana kuti $20 iwe nekuti hauna mari wakutoti atendeazirit hausazoufungire zveupenyu hwavo kuti koupenyu hwangu hwakamira sei mangwana. Apa inini nditori mudhara ndakatopinda munoma akawandisa zvakanyanyisa.
Aiwa
but dzidziso iri
endera imberi
dzidziso iri kufamba hayo dzidziso iri kufamba zvakanyanyisa but nyaya iri kuitika ngekuti nguva yetiri kurama inguva yekutambudzika vanhu vazhinji kuti inenge usina chekudya zvimwe wabva unga usina kudya but nekuti wazosangana nemunhu wekuti ndekupa $100 wobva wangoti $100 wozokozvitozgota hawani chirwere nekuti iwe unenge wakapeka wakafarira mari but kusi kuti uri kuda but nenyaya yekuti pane zvanga zviri kutumakumashure.
Aiwa takunzwai zvakanaka mukoma washi tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa mbongo
oba wati mteni ndatenda hangu mudifarisire padera dombo ndopandobva.
No problem mukoma, mudzoke muchirongwa next week handitesi tokutsvagai mukoma washi.
Ndatenda hangu ndinga ndingoripo.
So zuluka ndaba ndamuzwa umnumzana washi asi ndikunzwa hangu kuti ndina Dr. Dondo danda vari parunhare apo. He's a medical practitioner vari kuZimbabwe nawo vachatsanangura zvizhinji kuti nyaya iyi yechirwere cheHIV and AIDS yanetsa zvizhinji sei munyika kuZimbabwe uko. Dr. ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa, welcome to our program.
Ndinotenda shamwari mai vateereri makadii zvenyu?
Aiwa ndinovimba kuti vateereri vari bhoo vazvechokwadi vari kuparticipata ndanichitomboverengawo macomments avo. Tataka tokumirira imi tichida kunzwawo maonero enyu Dr. sezvo muri imi mamedical practitioners munonyatsonzwisisa nyaya iyi yeHIV and AIDS. Saka totanga panyaya yekuti vechidiki, I was reading mamwe manumbers ndichitsanangurira vanhu ndichiti there's some kind of positivity to it, even though muna 2018 pakanzi pane 1.3 million vanhu vekuZimbabwe vari kurarama neutachiwana weHIV and AIDS. Asi mukatarisa the amount of people who are newly infected by HIV and AIDS, there was a huge drop from 79,000 in 2010 down to 38,000 in 2018. And if we even go further, tichitaura nezvo vanhu who died due to complications related to HIV and AIDS, it dropped from 61,000 in 2013 down to 22,000 in 2018. What exactly are Zimbabweans doing right that seems to be allowing these infections to, you know, stabilize and drop, and of course the amount of deaths to drop?
Okay, all right. First of all, I'll comment on the drop in terms of infection. What is happening, I think, is because of the awareness drive. I think our nation has been going through the Minister of Health and the various non-governmental organizations. There's been an overdrive in terms of health awareness campaigns. And this has been going on, especially in the early 2000s. It has been going on, and you find that some of the results we are seeing today as a result of those awareness campaigns, you might have been seeing television promos, you might have been seeing flyers going around, press carrying information on awareness of HIV, the existence of HIV, awareness for the existence of antiretroviral drugs and therapy, awareness of protective means and of safe sex and good sex habits. This has been going on and on, and because of the experience that was there back then of people dying in numbers, mm-hmm. and many families having to go, having to be left as orphans and child-headed families, all those things that were around kind of like gave a motive for people to then embrace the knowledge that they were receiving. So I think it's an improvement in terms of sex practice. People are embracing things like condoms, both the male and female condom, though the male condom still predominates mm-hmm. in terms of acceptance. Yes. So when it comes to also death as a reduction in death, you can also attribute it to also removal or minimization of stigma mm-hmm. as well as acceptance of treatment. People are now getting to accept HIV as another disease, which is just like headache, just like flu, which also needs its own specific treatment. So the stigma is slowly being removed, though it is here and there experienced in society, but the way it is now and the way that it used to be, there has been a significant change in the mentality of the youth and even older adults. I think the period where the age group we are looking at is 15 to 49, 48 thereabouts.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So there has been an improvement in terms of embracing mm-hmm. the disease itself. So also awareness to get treatment early for things like sexually transmitted infection.
Mm-hmm.
We see quite a number of people walking into the clinics for treatment of gonorrhea, treatment of syphilis, things like that. So that shows that when people get treatment for STIs, it also mm-hmm. reduces the rate of its transmission, okay, as well, and even ultimately leading to the drop in the death associated with HIV.
Now, Doctor, chimboni tsananguraiwo zvimwe. Mabata nyaya awareness mukati vechidiki vazhinji vari kunyatso hwisisa. They're slowly starting to receive more information and understand more about the impact of HIV itself. Now, you know, there are traditional reasons as to why the HIV numbers have been really high. You know, there's been so many medical practitioners who have come onto this program and explained as a way of distracting themselves. And then after that, it leads to one thing, it leads to another. Now, with all these things still continuing, how do we go and get to a stage and point whereby we can find different distractions for Anuichidiki so that they're not busy trying to figure out ways to indulge in things that they have no business indulging in?
Okay. I think that has to come from a grassroots level.
Mm-hmm.
My own personal perception towards that, I think that has to be from grassroots level. If you get it from the family structure.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we start it from there, there is good parenting, and then there is good nurturing of young people into adulthood. I think if we start off there in terms of our cultural norms, but the challenge is that no one is able to vana vanenge vachikura vasina role model yevabereki. Vasina zvavanoyemura kana vari kukura musociety yekuti nyange vabereki varipo vachivaedza kuvarovedzera. Vane shamwari dzepane studio kana kupi vari kuita zvinhu izvo zvamatsanangura zvakaita sezvinodhaka. Zvekare nekuda kwehuwandu hweinformation yauya kwatiri mazuva ano iko zvino, kuti people now use WhatsApp, people now use Facebook, back in the days those things used not to be there. Information can now freely circulate even without the approval or awareness of the parents of whatever is going on. So it is quite a challenge parenting nowadays as well regarding to that. So I don't know if there's a way of censorship, if there's a way we can control certain levels of information that gets to particular individuals in our society. Of course, then we appreciate when people get to full responsibility age, like when they get to age 21 in our nation now, they are on their own. But if their upbringing is sound and solid, they'll be making good, informed decisions that will not get them in danger. And so then, I think if we start it off there, then of course there are so many other various factors that can come into play along the way. But I think the good grounding from childhood, I think, is quite imperative.
Now, I guess teaching Rambere Ninyai, Mabata Ninyai, Vabereki, our parents in Zimbabwe, because I remember growing up and I amongst all my friends, not a lot of us had the birds and the bees talks with our parents. Not a lot of us understood the whole issue of sex towards, up until a stage and point where we're old enough and we're now teaching things each other in high school. Our parents speaking with their children about the dangers of sex and understanding that if they are to have sex, they need to take certain precautionary measures. Are parents having that conversation with children?
Yeah, that's quite a tricky one. Our cultural norms kind of like reserved that area to the tetes and the uncles.
Mm-hmm.
And you find that was the cultural norm. And you find that in certain aspects of our society, it now depends which region you are talking to or you are targeting. But you find I don't have figures yet to estimate, but my estimation would be the greater part of our society belongs to that side whereby it's like taboo to talk about those things. The mother cannot talk to her son about sexual arousal, the dad cannot talk to the daughter about those kind of things. So it is still that sacredness and being taboo is slowly fading off, but that's the greatest challenge which parents do have. And also the fact that now people are now city-bound, most of the people are now city-bound, they now like that whole cultural thing whereby the boys would gather around Sekuru and they would be talking about all these things, and the ladies would be around an atete and they would talk about those things.
Mm-hmm.
So an advice which I would then now give to our parents in this modern day setting is that if you don't teach your children those things, they believe their parents much more than they would believe anybody else. They would trust their parents much more than anyone else. So if you are the first person to bring that information to your child, even if they go out there and then they start hearing other things or other experimental issues, they will have a guideline of comparing what you told them, which is much more trustworthy to them. But in this particular case, they are coming out from home. They do not know what sex is. They probably have got an idea because they watch late-night television shows.
And
they get access to probably pornographic content or things that are not allowed, you understand, because of social media. So those become their teachers and not credible sources. So I would advise parents to stand up and take a leading role and remove all these taboo things. Probably because of age, there is a particular age, you may use certain terminology that is probably not as outright, but delving really into the sex issue and removing the myth surrounding it. As the child grows older and older, make sure that they explore their genitalia. When you mean genitalia, they explore their sexual organs. They know really what they are intended for and what they are used. Unlike Zatino, zvataikuratitude onzi ndakakutenga kwagreater man. We need to tell them zvechokwadi kuti no mwanangu wakabuda mudumbu ramai vako. Then at a certain particular age ozotanga kuchiziva kuti akambopinda sei mudumbu imomo kana kuti zvakaitika. Something like that.
Alright, well, doc, regai ndikubatsei parunhare pamunomo nditore mutereri, and then we'll move back and try to wrap up the conversation on this.
Wonderful.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, I hear you singing Lom Lalelin. The name Terere Arupinam Chirongwa, Kola Kola Mtereri Arupar Narendian. Kola Kola Mlaleli, O connecting man. Yeah,
well, Kona, Lucas.
Bra Lucas, Unjan Tube. I mean, I'm here, Tube, Unjan, well, South Africa.
I South Africa, too, and now.
Nantu taba dikhona egudwini abantu abasakhulayo bayakhala bethi hayi iHIV isisiqedile ngempela isisibulele uthini ngalokho?
Ya hayi nami ngomunye wabo ngiyakhala sebe nabo abanye abafoza iHIV isiqedile abantwana and mangibhekisisa mina yebo kambe ziningi izinto kakhulu abantu basezimbabwe nabantu basezimbabwe inhlupheko idlala indima enkulu kakhulu ungabheka laba abasemakhaya umunye noma engafuni ukuqoma ugcina siqoma noma engasafuni ukuqoma ngenxa yokuthi manje lo muntu amqomayo ugcina sebenzela zonke izinto agcine sedithele kuye agcine sehlule ukuthi nokhondomnosea esefile ukumdakulisa ngendlela yokuthi uye lo muntu athembele kuye uyomenzela konke then ma futhi kuzokuthi nami thina sisuka ngapha futhi egoli sibaleke emakhaya osisi basuka le makhaya beza lapha bafike bahlangabezane nobunye futhi ubunzima. Kuzima ukuphilezela engaserati kuzima kakhulu wesithatha abaningi bakhona ningenamaphepha nisenza 1, 2, 3 then kube khona ukuthi abanye bethu abosisibethu bayaresha ma be ema-police station kule side e-South Africa bayaresha ma be-police station bayokhuluma ukuthi sireshiwe kanje kanje isesafiyelikid i okungekho emthethweni kahle kahle khona kukho emthethweni but amaphoyisa azigcine sebayenza kule ndawo abanye babo bagcine nabo sebehlala noma ubani umuntu akanamali erenti usebuyeni akukho sihloko seduze egcine eqoma nje ukuthi akwazi ukuhlala ebona kule ndaba le ndaba idlala umthelelo omkhulu kakhulu ekuthini i-ABC ilokhu ibhebhetheni kwelezinabo into engibona engathi ingaba yisolution lapha mina mangibhekile ngicabanga ukuthi iyinenze ukuthi silungise i-economy sikwazi ukuthi ekhaya i-economy iphike sikwazi futhi ukuthi uyabona nathi singaphephelezeni noma sibone ukuthi isimo asivumelani nathi sibekezele phela lapho sesibekezelele ukuthi siyakwazi ukuthola isinto sokulala
hayi ngakuzwa bra Lucas isikhathi iso sesiziwe ngumango ukulabanye abafisa ukungena kuhlelo ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena ngithi but
alright hayi ngibonge
next week ugoduka ngithi but
ya hayi ngizoza
ngiyabonga ngiyabonga. Alright, Zimbabwe Mushe, let's move over to Sisi Primrose. Teens woke Tivano Tina. Primrose, are you still on the line?
Still on the line.
Right. A lot of things have come about since the last you on the program. Now, one of the things that seemed to be highlighted is, I'm sure everybody's heard of this, the whole blesser culture. A lot of young women and a lot of young guys are now dating people thrice their age. Now, is this something that's contributing towards HIV and AIDS in Zimbabwe?
Yes. You know, I like the caller who called in. Doc just got in. Mm-hmm. And it made me think of a few things that I will just mention as highlights as you requested. One of them that we should not is dynamics surrounding HIV and AIDS. You know, it touches my heart so much. We say that 1.3 million people are living with HIV and AIDS right now. Do you know that in 2017, it was estimated that 740,000 of them are women? That means it's 56%. Mm-hmm. What does this say? It says that we still have a lot of and gender dynamics surrounding HIV and AIDS. And this is present within relationships, within marriages, and it's strongly drives HIV infection. We talked about truck drivers. I'm not sure if it was you. Mm-hmm. You know, it reminds me of the issue around sexual, you know, debut. And you look at the first sexual encounter of a young person and what drives that. If you look at it, it's really centered around poverty and really centered around issues to do with child marriages, centered around intergenerational relations. There are issues embedded in the system and the society that we live in to poverty, you know. And the other thing that I also really wanted, especially when you talk about these things, we also need to single out the hardest hit groups. We talk of women, we talk of girls, we talk of key populations, we talk of young people with disability. Mm-hmm. You know, a young person who just said to me, people just assume, and my feelings, you know? So you're completely ignored. So, you know, for me, I think, you know, I don't want to paint a bleak, you know, kind of situation around us. But what I've experienced firsthand in my work, working with young people, is that more often than not, if we give them the right tools, the right support, the right resources, they have the power to address these stressing challenges, you know. So I think I'll end there. All and really tease out to listeners, Kuti, what is it that we can do collectively to really address some of these underlying issues that really, you know, even compromise the progress that we continue to make in terms of actually addressing HIV and AIDS in our country.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Primrose. Ngo and Dia Jgana Naso. I guess for now, don't go to thank you so much, Nukpinam Chirongwa. Tosangala, the next time I can have you on the program, and it's
All right, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much. Right, let's move over to Oprah Spuda. Busiso, usa connecting when?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Bless our culture. We know Vuzu parties happens, especially going to Zeatunga. As we wrap up the program itself, what exactly do they have to do to ensure Uguti they start taking the right measures towards reducing amathuba abo obanjwa HIV and AIDS?
So for me, I think for young people, once you have information equanimity, you know, we can then among like the doctor said that we shouldn't hide some of these issues because we assume that some people do not know. Mm-hmm. But there's some fellows are talking around issues of social media. So I'm saying that let's try and give young people access to information and empower them to make the right decision. When it comes to issues of student parties, for me, as a young person, I feel the mistakes that we made, that our parents made in response to student parties, was to demonize young people. Like when I say to young people, it's more about entertainment, it's more about change.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right. Doc, the last 30 seconds of the program. Doc, let's wrap this up. How do we fix this issue?
Oh, sorry, come again.
I'm saying, I guess in the last 30 seconds I'm giving to you, could you leave your parting words for all of our listeners that are watching this program and listening right now?
Okay, all right, yes. What I want to say is thank you for this opportunity and for bringing this topic up. And to my listeners, I'll say, to those that are negative, let's try and stay negative. Mm-hmm. And let's do all safe practices of sex, the greatest.
What about those that are positive?
And in the medical field, we recognize it as the greatest risk reducer, you see, to be abstinent. And then if you are not able to practice safe sex practices, engage.
All right, Doc, unfortunately, time has wrapped up. Zimbabwe Muhle is Katsam says Pelile. Thank you so much to everybody who joined us. Anokone Kainemfaro, Dini Mike Hove. Bye bye!